This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Donald Trump's second inauguration is a chance for Colorado Republicans to reflect on their recent victories. A number of the state's Republican officials are in D.C. on this three-day weekend. They gathered Sunday for a brunch thrown by Colorado's Assistant House Minority Leader, Rose Puglisi.
As much as we are here for the historical wins at a federal and national level, we're here to celebrate Colorado and all that we did.
Republicans flipped a congressional seat in Colorado in the last election and gained three seats in the state house. Colorado's Democratic governor, Jared Polis, also attended Donald Trump's second inauguration. He's there in his role as the head of the bipartisan National Governors Association. Polis said in a statement that he looks forward to making sure the voice of the states is heard in the seat of federal government. A Colorado space technology company is among the participants in today's inaugural parade festivities. Lunar Outpost, based in Golden, hopes to continue expanding public understanding of space technology.
For us to be a part of the inauguration parade and to highlight the importance of advanced technology being utilized to explore other planetary bodies and start developing a sustainable presence on these planetary bodies, that's pretty amazing.
Lunar Outpost is competing to build NASA's next generation of lunar terrain vehicles. More than 500 Coloradans are currently hospitalized with respiratory viruses, the flu, coronavirus, and RSV in the biggest wave of illness since last winter. Still, that total is down about 200 from last week, so hopefully the numbers keep moving in the right direction. This is CPR News and KRCC.